Indiana will stop collecting firefighting foam that contains harmful PFAS chemicals by December 30th. Since the program to dispose of the foam started last year, the state has collected nearly 41,000 gallons of it. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports funding for the program is running out.
Among other things, exposure to PFAS has been linked to cancer, the leading cause of death among firefighters. Firefighting foam with PFAS has also contaminated drinking water around military bases like Grissom Air Reserve near Kokomo. David Hosick is with the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, one of the agencies that oversees the program. He says it's not clear which Indiana fire departments are still using foam with PFAS.
We want to make sure that we're doing the best we can as a state to make sure that this stuff is not available to our firefighters and potentially our groundwater sources. So if there's a possibility to continue the program in some form or fashion moving forward, I think we'd all be interested in pursuing that.
For now, there's just not enough money to go around. DHS encourages fire departments to sign up for the program by December 1st. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.